Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/t.
In the days leading up to my double mastectomy, I distracted myself with busy work, trying to ignore the inescapable fact that this operation meant bidding my breasts an eternal goodbye. They are only flesh, but they fed my babies and filled my bikinis. I would miss them. As surgery loomed, I had an epiphany. If I cast my chest in plaster, I could preserve it forever. I'm no artist, but the longing to save my breasts trumped my lack of talent. Then, procrastination trumped my longing. 48 hours before surgery, I had no idea how to proceed. Luckily, I mentioned my plan to a friend with breast cancer. She knew another patient who has cast scores of breasts for women stung by our communal scourge. She promised to call Hannah pronto. But just 18 hours before surgery, no word from Hannah. Panicked, I called an art supply store in San Francisco. It carries casting kits, and I could just get there, get home, and get plastered before bed. So many kits. My brain froze. Quick dry? Slow dry? With an accelerator? Without? A helpful clerk asked about my project. I'm having a mastectomy tomorrow and want to preserve my breasts for a souvenir. He didn't flinch. Go to Douglas and Sturgis on Bryant. Buy their plaster gauze. The clerk there gently explained proper gauze casting technique. Cut the gauze into 1-inch rectangular strips, soak them in warm water, layer them 6 deep, rig a cord round your neck and hold the cast taut while it hardens. It's pretty easy, just messy. Just like cancer. Easy to get, messy to fix. I sped home, dumped the gauze on my cold kitchen counter. Time was running out. Shaking hands, teary eyes, and knots in my stomach left me with strips of gauze resembling waves, not rectangles. But I had to cast tonight. Tomorrow my breasts would be gone. The doorbell rang. It was Hannah. She had found my address and came to make sure I had my keepsake. I whipped off my shirt and she went to work layering wet gauze across my naked chest. My new chest is manufactured and crisscrossed with scars, but my breasts survive in plaster relief. With a perspective, I'm Medea Isfording Byrne.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.